You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, the world's first legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the Study Legal English podcast. I am your host Louise, and over the next few shows, I'll be talking to you about networking in English. I've already covered topics like how to prepare for an event, topics of small talk and business talk, clarifying and listening effectively, and I'll be covering soon the topics of following up with phone calls, emails, and meetings. In the last episode, we covered active listening and clarifying to understand conversation. In today's episode, we'll be looking specifically at introducing a colleague, interruptions, and moving on. So let's get started. So let's imagine this scenario. You are at a networking event or conference. You've introduced yourself to someone and are now deep in conversation when suddenly a colleague comes over and interrupts you. This situation can be a little awkward if not handled in the right way. So let's have a listen to John, Susan, and Rachel. John and Susan are colleagues, lawyers from the MMBR law firm, and Rachel is a businesswoman, the co-director of Prime Properties. John has been speaking to Rachel at the real estate law conference when his colleague Susan interrupts. Listen to the first scenario and see how John introduces everyone.
Susan, hi. I see you found us okay.
Yes, I got a taxi here, but there was quite a bit of traffic, unfortunately.
The roads here are certainly pretty busy. Listen, Susan, let me introduce you to Rachel. We've just met. Rachel, this is my colleague Susan.
Hi, Rachel. Great to meet you.
Hi, Susan. Thank you. Pleased to meet you too.
Great. So did you notice how John dealt with this quite well? He welcomed Susan in and then very quickly introduced everyone. It's very important not to get carried away and immediately start talking to your colleague, ignoring your new acquaintance. But remember instead to welcome everyone into the conversation. When you introduce people, try to state their name and how you know them, to give some context. Now, we'll hear of what to do if you've forgotten someone's name.
Listen, let me introduce you both. This is my colleague Susan. I'm so sorry, I've forgotten your name. What was it again?
Rachel. Don't worry, I'm terrible with names too. Hi Susan, pleased to meet you.
If you've forgotten someone's name, don't panic. It's totally fine to simply say, I'm sorry I didn't catch your name, or I'm so sorry I've forgotten your name. It's very common to not take in someone's name when they first say it, as you're already dealing with the stress of meeting a new person and speaking in a foreign language. Although, of course, do try to remember people's names, and a good technique to do this is to repeat it straight after they have mentioned it. Now, let's look at a little bit of a more awkward situation when a conversation is interrupted and no one gets introduced.
Hi, John. Oh my God, I'm not too late, am I? I got stuck in traffic. It was so awful, and then the driver took me to the wrong venue anyway. Oh, I'm here now, thankfully. What a beautiful location. Oh, John, did you get the email this morning from Nick?
Yes, the email. I guess it's about the commercial leases.
Yes, that's right. What a nightmare. Anyway, I'll try to sort something out. So, don't worry.
Sorry to interrupt, but I think I should introduce myself.
Yes, of course, sorry.
I'm Rachel. I've just met John, and we were just talking about the conference. Are you two colleagues?
Oh, hi, Rachel. Sorry, yes, of course. We're colleagues. Great to meet you.
If you are in a situation where someone joins the conversation, be sure to welcome that person in. If the person you are talking with knows the other person and doesn't introduce you, it could be a bit awkward. One of the reasons people don't introduce someone is because they've forgotten someone's name and they want to avoid embarrassment by admitting this. So in this situation, don't be afraid to introduce yourself. Now, let's look at moving on from a conversation. If a person doesn't appear very interested in the conversation, for example, they keep looking around the room, not really engaging in your conversation, it could be time to move on. Before you do, though, try to think about why the person isn't interested. Is your topic of conversation too serious, inappropriate? Perhaps the person is nervous about the level of their own English, so are you making things easy or difficult for them? Are you speaking slowly and clearly to help them understand? Remember, this could be the only time in your whole life that you ever meet this person, so make the most of it before moving on. If you've thought about this and you still think it's time to move on, there are a few ways to do this. Let's go back to John and Rachel at the conference and look at two ways to move on. Firstly, using the topic of food and drink, and secondly, the topic of colleagues.
I could do with the water. Shall we go over to the drinks table?
Yes, good idea. I think they're serving breakfast snacks too.
If you want to move on, a good way to do this is to suggest going over for a drink or some food if it is available. This gives the person you are speaking to the opportunity to get out of the conversation or to continue with you. In this situation, if Rachel didn't want to continue talking with John, she could have simply said, "No, I'm fine, thanks, you go ahead." Let's look at the next situation.
I've just seen my colleague Susan has arrived. Would you like me to introduce you to her?
Oh, yes, that's a good idea.
In this situation, John could have said, "I should go and speak to my colleague Susan about something. Do you mind if I go over there?" If he didn't want to talk to Rachel anymore. But remember, sometimes conversation can be eased. It can be made a bit easier with a third person. And your new acquaintance might be very grateful to be asked along to talk to your colleague and to be part of this group instead of being left to simply be on their own. So asking if they want to join you gives them the opportunity to get out of the conversation if they want to, or to come along and join you to speak with your colleague. Great, so now that we've listened to the dialogue, let's discuss some of the vocabulary. First, you'll hear the vocabulary. There will then be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the vocabulary. This is followed by the definition. Then we'll hear an example sentence from the dialogue, followed by another example of using the vocabulary. Then there'll be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the new phrase. Number one, venue. A venue refers to a location where an event is being held. A location, such as Trafalgar Square, becomes a venue when an event is being held there. Susan says,
I got stuck in traffic. It was so awful, and then the driver took me to the wrong venue anyway.
Repeat after the beep. Have you got the details of the venue so that I can look it up on Google Maps? Number two, to sort something out. To sort something out means to deal with it, to arrange or to organise something. Susan says,
anyway, I'll try to sort something out.
Repeat after the beep. When we get back to the office, can we sort out the details of the meeting, please? Well done. So now let's listen to all the dialogue again at a more natural speed.
Susan, hi. I see you found us okay.
Yes, I got a taxi here, but there was quite a bit of traffic, unfortunately.
The roads here are certainly pretty busy. Listen, Susan, let me introduce you to Rachel. We've just met. Rachel, this is my colleague Susan.
Hi, Rachel. Great to meet you.
Hi, Susan. Thank you. Pleased to meet you too.
Listen, let me introduce you both. This is my colleague Susan, and I'm so sorry I've forgotten your name. What was it again?
Rachel. Don't worry, I'm terrible with names too. Hi, Susan. Pleased to meet you.
Hi, John. Oh, my God, I'm not too late, am I? I got stuck in traffic. It was so awful, and then the driver took me to the wrong venue anyway. Oh, I'm here now, thankfully. What a beautiful location. Oh, John, did you get the email this morning from Nick?
Yes, the email. I guess it's about the commercial leases.
Yes, that's right. What a nightmare. Anyway, I'll try to sort something out. So, don't worry.
Sorry to interrupt, but I think I should introduce myself.
Yes, of course, sorry.
I'm Rachel. I've just met John, and we were just talking about the conference. Are you two colleagues?
Oh, hi, Rachel. Sorry, yes, of course. We're colleagues. Great to meet you.
I could do with the water. Shall we go over to the drinks table?
Yes, good idea. I think they're serving breakfast snacks too.
I've just seen my colleague Susan has arrived. Would you like me to introduce you to her?
Oh yes, that's a good idea.
Great, so now just a quick recap. Firstly, if you are interrupted by a colleague, make sure you introduce the person you are talking to, or if someone you don't know interrupts, don't be afraid to introduce yourself. In the event of moving on, make sure you have really put effort into the conversation first before making a suggestion about food, drink, or a colleague. So that's the end of today's episode. We've covered interruptions and moving on. And in the next podcast episode, we'll be covering following up with emails. For more practice, Podcast Pro members can access online learning materials, including transcripts of the shows and quizzes to test your knowledge. If you're not a member yet, you can sign up for a free trial at www.studylegalenglish.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. And if you have any feedback or topic requests, I would love to hear from you. You can get in touch by email info@studylegalenglish.com or on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening and see you next time.